COVID child neglect fears is the stark headline on the front of this morning's Irish Independent, above detail that vulnerable children are at increased risk while schools are closed during the pandemic. Shane Phelan writes that details of shocking cases of neglect are revealed today by the Child Care Law Reporting Project, and that inability to attend school for lengthy periods is likely to have increased the isolation of vulnerable children and heightened the risk of serious neglect going unnoticed. The story is carried across the broadsheets, and there is detail of some of the cases, including one girl who was admitted to a hospital's intensive care unit with a severe infection due to scabies, and the most serious case of head lice ever seen by a paediatric consultant who gave evidence. Various angles on the rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations provide stories on several front pages this morning, with the Irish Examiner's lead that the government has been accused of flying kites and causing confusion over the hoped-for early delivery of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Elaine O'Loughlin writes that the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, has yet to get confirmation from the manufacturer on whether this is actually possible. She adds that Social Democrats co-leader Roisin Shortall yesterday hit out at the minister for misleading the public, saying that Stephen Donnelly needs to stop flying false kites. And the distribution of vaccines is front page news for the Irish Times and the Irish Independent, with both papers carrying the story that the master of the Coombe Hospital, Professor Michael O'Connell, has apologised after it emerged that 16 family members of staff at the hospital were vaccinated with leftover doses on the 8th of January. Responding to questions, Dr. O'Connell said the decision to vaccinate family members of staff at the hospital was made to ensure no vaccine was wasted, and that he personally made every effort to prioritise and identify additional frontline workers and followed all measures available at the time. Elsewhere in the Irish Times, reports on the weekend mass vaccination of GPs in Dublin, Port Leisha and Galway, with Dr. Nuala O'Connor, who is COVID lead with the ICGP, describing how they were authorised to try and get an 11th dose out of the 10-dose Moderna vaccine vial. No single vaccine dose is going to be missed, she said. We will be pulling people in at short notice. Calls for review as survivors ignored is the headline on page 2 of the Examiner, above the story that the leader of the Shannon, Regina Doherty, has said that the final report of the Mother and Baby Home Commission cannot be accepted by the government and must be independently reviewed. She told the Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 yesterday that the report was cold and callous, and criticised the commission for ignoring the testimony of women who gave birth in the mother and baby homes and their children. The Irish News leads on the story that Gavin Robinson, the DUP MP, tipped by many as the future leader of the party, believes that unionism should prepare for a border poll. Finally, the Irish Independent has detail of the frosty feedback sent to Met Aaron from members of the public venting their frustration at the impact of forecasts on their daily lives. On June 30th of last year, one correspondent complained that in a summer already impacted by COVID-19, the forecaster had been ruining my days by giving me false forecasts. I just want to live my youth, they added. While this message to Met Aaron simply said, spent afternoon in hot Crosshaven carrying a raincoat, based on iPhone forecast. It's 1800 hours and no sign of inclement weather.